Travel Talk, brought to you by clickandgo.com, the only travel company to offer a true €1 holiday deposit.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
So, Ed, we're delighted to have you here at Blarney Castle and Gardens. And we're a 600-acre estate, and we're privately owned. So, lovely gentleman called Charles Coldthirst, who is our owner, and his family have owned the property since 1864. His family inherited it through marriage. And I suppose the main feature we have here is the Blarney Castle, which was built in 1446, and it is home to the famous Blarney Stone, which is at the top of the castle in a little awkward location, about 100 feet in the air. And it's where you have to kiss the stone.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant, Paul. I mean, it was great to get a top up again today. It's been a good few years since I was here last, and a nice little moment there when you've been back, and you really get to experience that. It is something quite unique. But the one thing that really struck me today about here that I didn't remember from before is it's just so much more here. I mean, I'm very impressed by your gardens. You have a poison garden. You have a wall garden. You have a beautiful lake here. And I think for anybody that just thinks it's about the Blarney Stone, they're going to get a bit of a shock, because it's just such a wonderful place. And I mean, I'm here now, I suppose, in early spring, and we've daffodils enclosed, but it's just such a gorgeous space and a beautiful place to be, and just to spend a good few hours wandering around.
Yeah, we've done vast amount of work over probably the last 5 years with relation to the gardens. And the poison garden, as you said, is probably the star of the show, and that houses 70 different types of poisonous plants and anything in a cage you can't touch, eat or smell. And we're extending that now at the moment and adding the carnivorous courtyard, which will house things like a Venus flytraps, for example. And you mentioned the lake. The lake is absolutely wonderful. Very tranquil 22-acre lake, and probably one of my favourite parts of the estate, because it's that bit away from the castle. You can nearly be on your own, you know, as you walk around, and there's over 70 species of bird on the lake. So it's a wonderful place to kind of go on nature walks. You might see a family of otters or a kingfisher down there as well. So it's well worth it to come down for a day out. I mean, we recommend 4 to 5 hours for a visit. I mean, the castle is probably a minor part of that, maybe an hour. But with 600 acres, there's a huge amount to see and do.
Yeah, absolutely. You were telling me a funny story earlier about when one of the plants went missing, right? With the marijuana plant, was it?
Yes.
And there was a headline in the paper. What was it?
So the headline was Blarney Stoned. We built the poison garden in 2010, I believe, and we had a marijuana plant, and that was removed by the local Gardaí, and the headline in all the national newspapers was Blarney Stoned. So it's quite amusing, and probably a good bit of publicity for the gardens starting off in life.
Yeah, well, I mean, you do get quite high up on the castle anyway, don't you?
Absolutely. A natural height.
That's the fabulous thing about when you go up there. The natural high is right. That was really nice. You've also got lovely, I mean, in the area here, of course, you have, I mean, I see you've lovely, I was looking at your lovely coffee shops here and your restaurant. I mean, it's really, really super. And you've got signage up everywhere now, which I hadn't seen, which wasn't here the last time, which is really informative, telling people like where the name comes from and the history here and all that. And of course, as you were saying, you've got some great, you've got some really interesting awards. That'll be the only privately owned estate in Ireland.
So yeah, we got the European Landowners Wildlife Estate label in 2016. We're the only private estate in the country that got it. So it was a fantastic achievement, and probably a great kickstart for the gardens in terms of a bit of publicity, in terms of that they exist and how good they are. The signage, yeah, huge amount of work has gone into that. I suppose, you know, there were certain areas that had no signage. People were like, what is it? What's it about? Now that's a totally different case. Every area is labelled, and we plans to extend that even further and make it a far better experience for everybody.
And you have a lovely membership scheme running here as well. I was very impressed when you were saying to me, like, you have a 6 and a 12 month membership option, and it was the 6 month option, like, from people that like to join and just come in here for like €55 or something from April to September, whatever. But that's really something that I think is super. I mean, it's just great. It must be fabulous for the locals here as well as people that decide to come a few times a year.
Yeah, it's great, because I suppose people are always looking for a place to walk that's safe. And there's no real traffic on the estate here. It's the odd gardener's vehicle, you know. It's so in that respect, it was very, very popular. And we originally started with 12 months, but the feedback coming from all the members was, we'd love a 6 month. Mm. You know, something that we
could
do.
It's like a gym membership, you know?
Run from March to August.
It's much more enjoyable than the gym, I have to say, Paul.
Oh, look, fresh air is absolutely ideal.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
We've had 5K runs over the years here, so there's routes that are that long that you can walk. And there's so many variations. You can do the lake walk, river walk, woodland walk, you know. And then we're constantly evolving it and opening new walks and routes. So, you know, it's going to be changing every year. So you're getting something new for your money every year.
And it's amazing because it's a working farm here as well. I mean, you were saying to me, you have how many cattle here?
So it depends on the time of the year, but we can have over 200 Limousin cattle, and we have Shropshire sheep as well. So they're kind of that's one side of the business as well. Forestry is the other. We don't
really get to. And you have draft horses here as well.
Yeah, we've Irish draft horses, and we've a number of those. We've two donkeys, I think, at the moment. Don Quixote is one. There was a Facebook competition to name him. I don't know whether that was a good idea or not, because I suppose it's like that Boaty McBoatface type thing. But Don Quixote won, so. But look, the visitors absolutely love them, and you see their pictures constantly up on social media.
Yeah, I lived in Cape Town for a while, and thank you is buy a donkey. So my police officer said buy a donkey, you know? So that might be another idea.
That could be for the next
Brilliant.
One.
It's a lovely town here, isn't it, for people that want to come and visit? I mean, Blarney itself. You have the woolen mills here as well, and you've got some really, like, I know one of the restaurants here, the Square Table, has got loads of accolades as well as being. But for people that want to come and enjoy the castle, spend a few hours, it's actually a lovely part of Cork, isn't it? Here,
it's beautiful. I mean, you have great options in terms of food and drink here in the village. I mean, you've two kind of, I suppose, pubs in essence, the Blarney Castle Hotel and the Musquarie Arms, both do lovely food as well. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Square Table, which has won numerous awards, and it's absolutely fantastic. Not too far from here, then you've Blair's as well, another beautiful restaurant and pub,
loads
of awards. So yeah, there's a huge amount to offer, and there's loads of shopping in the village as well, and you know, so
yeah,
and great day out we had here.
Yeah, I mean, sure, like, I think it was took us 25 minutes to get here today. It was just great. I mean, staying in Cork City, of course, you're like, it's on the doorstep, isn't it?
Yeah, we're so close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On a good day of traffic, you could nearly be out in 15 minutes, you know? And then regular bus route, buses every half an hour, and they run quite late as well.
Fantastic.
So, very accessible. I think the bus is only 270 out. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's great value because we're technically in the city now. We're part of the city council.
Oh,
so Blarney's in Cork City now, not Cork County. So the bus price has changed, which is great.
You'll be the Wild Atlantic Whale next. I know Cork on the Ireland's Ancient East. I think we're part of that.
Yes, I was at a meeting recently. It was the other day with Pure Cork, and they were talking about us being the hinge of both of them. Cork City is the hinge for the Wild Atlantic Way and Ireland's Ancient East.
Yes.
And it's true, and it is really the hinge point down in the south.
Absolutely.
And they've that new initiative now, Discovering Ireland, which they're launching soon. So, yeah,
brilliant.
Some great work. So, looking forward to seeing those.
I'm delighted. I must say, thanks a million. I really enjoyed the visit here today, and I can feel I can feel the Blarney stone kicking in again, you know, the top up.
But we do say to people that they should top it up every 7 years. So
yeah,
we do, Aria.
Yeah, I think it's about that. Yeah. But it's great, you know. In my job, I tend to have to talk a bit, you know.
So likewise, it comes in handy.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And just on that, before we finish up, I mean, I suppose people ask where. I mean, the whole idea about where kissing the stone came, like, where did it originate, that if you kiss the stone that you got the gift of the Blarney?
So, originally, I suppose, the Blarney stone was an altar stone that was brought over from the Holy Land during the Crusades to Scotland. And then the Lord of the Castle was asked to send troops to help with the Battle of Bannockburn. As a thank you, then they cut the stone in half, and he was given half as a gift. He brought it back to Blarney Castle, and then the question was, where am I going to put it? Unfortunately for all of us today, he decided to build it into the battlements at the very top of the castle, which means you now have to climb 128 steps to the top.
Yeah, not too bad at all.
Not too bad. I mean, it could have been easier if he put it on a plinth in one of the gardens and there'd be no steps. And then the kissing came about really because the Lord at the time had a slight speech impediment, and he was walking around Blarney Lake one night and heard these awful screams coming from the lake. And he looked in, and there was a witch, a woman drowning in the lake, who turned out to be the witch. And he jumped in and saved her. And as a thank you, she said, if you kiss the famous stone, it'll get rid of your speech impediment. And that's where the gift of good speech or the gift of eloquence came from.
Wow.
Or as our American was just saying, the gift of gab.
Yeah.
Which is kind of taken over.
Yeah. Well, it's a lovely story.
Yeah. And it's funny, I suppose, but all stories, you know, over the years when they get passed around by word of mouth, there's variations kind of come into things. So, you know, we now list the kind of other variations that we've come across at the top of the castle. So, you know, we're kind of, people can kind of make their own judgment on which story they kind of would like to go with. Yeah.
Well, there's definitely a sense of power. There's definitely a sense of presence and power up there anyway, I can tell you that. And even though it is a bit of a climb, you know what they say, nothing worth having is ever easy. And I think that applies to here as well.
Yeah, it's not too bad. As you know, as we said earlier, you know, Florence, it's 400 and odd steps to the top of the Duomo.
Yes.
So
yeah,
we're not as bad as that.
No, this is only a breeze.
It's easy.
Brilliant, Paul. Listen, thanks a million. Where can people go just to get information and all the stuff and when they want to come here? Like, what's the website?
Yeah, absolutely. So the website is blarneycastle.ie. Very simple. And you can get all the information in terms of opening times and
great stuff. And
things
like and what's that. Your Instagram?
So Instagram is Blarney Castle and Gardens is our Instagram
Fantastic.
Page. So we'd be delighted to have you.
Brilliant. Well, actually, I can highly recommend for anyone that wants something really nice to do. And if you've been before, I said, come back and see that. I mean, the gardens and everything here is just absolutely fabulous. I've had a great time. Thanks.
No, delighted to have you. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Travel Talk, brought to you by clickandgo.com. The only travel company to offer a true €1 holiday deposit.
Sunshine 106.8.